Hi, I'm Megha Shyam from personaldevelopmentisfun.com. Well, in today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk about something interesting. I'm going to talk about this cool book, you know, that I've been reading this week. And it has triggered so many changes inside me. It has excited me so much that I just have to talk about it. This book is called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. I hope that's the pronunciation of Duhigg. I repeat, The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. Now, I've been excited by this book because this book is about changing our habits. It goes, you know, deep within what lies behind habit formation. And it talks about how you can change any habit that you have if you really go deep, you know, and look at the causes. Now, many of us have so many habits which we don't want to have. For example, some of us smoke. Some of us watch too much TV. Some of us overeat. Some of us have this habit of eating chocolate, you know. Many of us have these small habits or sometimes big habits which we want to quit. And we want to install positive habits, you know, instead of these habits. But generally doesn't work out. For example, I've had many friends, you know, who wanted to quit smoking. You know, they use their willpower, but they're not able to quit smoking. I've had some other friends who, you know, wanted to start a habit of exercising every day. Again, they try to do it, you know, they try to use willpower, but they're not able to do it sometimes. So in this episode, I want to talk about what I've learned from this book about changing a habit, about removing a habit you don't like and installing, you know, a wonderful positive habit that you like. So in this book, The Power of Habit, which I definitely recommend, Charles talks about four simple steps to change a habit. He doesn't talk about them, you know, as step one, step two, step three and all that, but I have extracted those steps from the book. So let us say you have this habit of smoking, of watching too much TV, of overeating or eating chocolate. So the first thing you need to do to change the habit is that you need to become aware of the triggers of the habit. You see, all habits have three major components. They have triggers. That is, something, some feeling, some external stimulus, something triggers that habit. They have a routine. Because of that trigger, you do something. That's the routine. And then they have a reward. When you, you know, perform that action, you get a certain reward. Take smoking, for instance. For many people, the triggers, you know, for smoking can be when they are stressed out, when they are bored, when they feel trapped, or when they feel they don't have a solution to a problem. So they go ahead and they smoke. So the trigger is that boredom, their stress, their, you know, not having a solution. Smoking is the actual action they're taking, the routine of the habit. And the reward is an instant feeling of lightness, an instant feeling of distraction, a feeling of the stress not being there, you know, that light feeling. This is not, you know, so for all smokers, but for many smokers, this is so. So to change a habit, what you need to do is that first and foremost, you need to become aware of the triggers and the rewards of that habit. What is triggering that habit in you? And what reward is that habit giving you? Let us say we're talking about this habit of watching too much TV. And say, you know, you watch too much TV and you want to cut down on it. So what triggers you, you know, to switch on the television, say after you come home from work? Write that down. Take a piece of paper and write down, you know, what the causes of your habit are. What are those triggers? Sometimes you may not be aware of those triggers even. No problem. try to delve deeper. If you overeat, for example, ask yourself, what triggers your overeating? Is it a feeling of unease? Is it, you know, the feeling of not being in control? Is it the feeling of stress, of boredom? Like, what exactly is it that triggers your overeating? So become aware. I'm not saying change everything in one go. Just become aware of those triggers and write them down on paper. This is important because when you write down those triggers on paper, you become doubly aware of them. Now write down the rewards you get out of that habit. For example, out of smoking or out of watching too much TV or overeating. So what are the rewards that you get? In some cases, the rewards may be a connection with other people. For example, smoking may be an outlet for you, you know, to connect with other smokers. And that could be your reward. So what is it that you're really getting out of that habit? Out of watching too much TV, you may be getting an intense experience that distracts you and helps you escape from the rest of your life. From eating chocolate, you might be getting a very pleasant sensation that again distracts you and helps you escape from the other situations in your life. So look at the rewards and write them down. Write down your triggers and write down your rewards. Done? These are the first two steps of changing any habit. Once you've done this, in the next 3 to 4 days, track the triggers. This means in the next 3 to 4 days, let the habit continue. Don't worry about the habit, but take a piece of paper, which you can keep with you always. And every time you feel the trigger, put a tick on the piece of paper. So for example, you know, your trigger for smoking is a feeling of boredom. Let's say it is so. Then every time you get that feeling of boredom and therefore you get that urge to smoke, put a tick on the piece of paper. Similarly, if your trigger for overeating is a feeling of stress, then every time you feel that stress, put a tick on a piece of paper. This is just to make you aware, you know, of your triggers. Because generally what happens is, you know, the habit is so ingrained and so deeply ingrained that you keep doing things and you're not even aware of what triggers the habit. So just put a tick. So for the next 3 to 4 days, do just this. Every time you're bored, every time you're not exactly in control, or every time you experience any of those triggers of your habits, put a tick on that piece of paper. After 3 to 4 days, you know, look at the number of ticks. You may have something like 30 ticks or 40 ticks or maybe even 50 ticks. That's it. That'll just make you aware of your triggers. Now, after 3-4 days, you know, you'll automatically start becoming aware of what your triggers are. You'll become super aware of your habit. Now, think of an activity after 3-4 days, an activity that has the same trigger, the same reward, mind you, but it is a activity that you would love to perform, and a positive activity, an activity that you want to instill in your life, a new habit. So to change the original habit, which you don't like, add another habit which has the same trigger, the same reward, just that the activity is more positive. For example, take exercise. Now, exercise is something you would want to do, isn't it? Now, look at how exercise can replace smoking here. As soon as you feel that same feeling of boredom, that same feeling of stress, that same feeling of not being in control, and you'll be aware of that feeling now that you've, you know, put ticks every time you're feeling that. So as soon as you feel that feeling of boredom, instead of going for a smoke, go for a jog. Now, after that jog, you should feel that same distraction, that same lightness, a bit of relief, the same feeling that you felt when you smoked. And therefore, now if you keep doing this again and again, 2, 3, 4 times, very soon you will have changed your habit. Note that there's the same trigger, the reward is the same, but the activity is now a more positive activity, something that will help you. You can do the same with watching TV. Let's say you have this habit, you know, of coming home from work and immediately switching on the TV. Now, again, you've noticed the triggers, right? In the last 3 days, you've, you know, put ticks on a piece of paper. So as soon as you come home, you will notice those triggers. And as soon as you notice those triggers, instead of watching the TV, perform an activity that is good for you, let's say jogging, and that will give you the same reward. An escape from, you know, many pressing problems temporarily, maybe a bit of relief from stress, more energy. So what I'm basically suggesting is keep the same triggers, keep the same rewards, and bring up an alternate activity which is good for you. So there you go. Before long, you will have changed your habit. Of course, you know, this habit change mechanism does, you know, still require some effort on your part. It still requires some willpower on your part, but not as much as, you know, if you didn't use any technique to change your habit. I learned this habit change technique, as I just told you, from this amazing book called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. I definitely recommend it, you know, if you're looking forward to change any of your habits, or even if you just want to delve deeper into what causes you to establish habits and to learn more about habits. So this is what I wanted to share with you, you know, this habit change technique in this podcast episode. I'll just repeat it for you, you know, in 2-3 lines. Essentially, what you have to do is you have to first become aware of the triggers of your so-called bad habit. You have to become aware of what the rewards of your bad habit are. You know, how it makes you feel, maybe. Then you have to track the triggers for 3-4 days. Go ahead and, you know, put a tick mark on a piece of paper every time you become aware of those triggers. That will help you become more aware of exactly what causes your habit. Then, when you're more aware about those triggers, select an alternate activity which has the same triggers and the same rewards. And then go ahead and, you know, replace the old activity with the new activity. Once you start performing the new activity for a few days, you'll soon, you know, form the habit of performing this new activity. This new activity could be something positive, like exercise, interacting with more people, say spending time with your family, something you might anyway want to do. So this was about habit change. Have a very good day and hope you establish some great habits. Even I am, you know, trying out this technique, and I'll definitely share with you, you know, if I have something cool coming up with respect to habit change. Bye-bye for now.